Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we take you back to 1962 and the creation of the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra. Back in the remote 1962, 13 gifted Bulgarian instrumentalists united their talent in a joint artistic thinking driven by the magic of chamber music. Thus, the artistic road of one of the oldest European chamber orchestras, the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra, began. The band has been among the brightest representatives of the contemporary Bulgarian music for several decades now. The number of music pieces written by Bulgarian composers and later dedicated to the Sofia Soloists Chamber Ensemble is huge. The idea about the formation of the band came spontaneously from several excellent musicians from the Sofia State Opera. The audience welcomed with a great enthusiasm the first concert of the ensemble conducted by Mikhail Angelov. In the beginning, the soloists performed under a different name. And here is what one of the founders of the Sofia Soloists, Alexander Popov, recalled in an interview from 1975 kept at the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Archives. We were thinking over the name of the band for a very long time and finally we chose the name Sofia Chamber Orchestra. However, this was not our first task. We gathered together driven by our infinite love for chamber music. We also met authors which were not part of the opera program, he says. Our first steps aimed at strengthening our artistic potential. The broad repertoire of the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra covers the period from the 15th century until now. The band was the one that set the criteria on chamber music among the Bulgarian audience. The next conductor, who wrote his name in the history of this orchestra was Vasil Kazanjiev. Here is part of his speech, kept at the BNA Golden Archives.
Смисъл и предназначението на нашия състав от самото начало до днес.
The broad audience has been aware of the purpose of the Sofia Soloists since the very beginning. Our main goal is to popularize the masterpieces left by the Baroque period, the Classical period, and the Romanticism. We also aim at strengthening the positions of the contemporary music. Undoubtedly, the progress of such band is based mainly on classical music. Meanwhile, a music formation which has the ambition to have a broad music repertoire and present the national culture in Bulgaria and abroad must pay a special attention to the local music as well, he says. We have used our artistic contacts to convince the authors that the premier performances of their pieces would be at a very high level. Later, Vasil Kazanjiev was replaced by conductor Emil Tabakov in the band. Since 1988 until now, the orchestra has been conducted by Plamen Djurov. The Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra managed to touch the hearts of millions of music fans. The band held multiple concerts in all countries of the Northern Hemisphere. It also organized dozens of music tours to North and South America, Asia and Australia. Today, the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra and its conductor Plamen Djurov are a symbol of high professionalism, and every single performance of the band turns into a major cultural event in Bulgaria. The band often performs on stage alongside renowned world musicians who hold concerts in Bulgaria. The music ensemble also helps young musicians who make their first steps in orchestra music. On occasion of their jubilee, the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra received an honorary order of the Sofia Municipality. Moreover, an annual international conductorship competition has been held in this country since 2009 at the initiative of the band. Over 140 composers from more than 30 countries have so far participated at the past three editions of the competition. In the Bulgarian National Radio 80 Years in 80 Weeks, we took you back to 1962 and the formation of the Sofia Soloists Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.